Ray LaMontagne's fifth album is out this week. The 40-year-old is known for putting his own spin on music from a different era. His last release in 2010 earned a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. But this time, LaMontagne has stepped away from the rootsy folk sound that his fans have come to expect. Reviewer Meredith Oak says his new album, Supernova, is a pleasant surprise.
Ray LaMontagne is best known for his distinctly singed, soulful vocals. But on his new album, he all but masks the most recognizable thing about himself with a psychedelic swath reminiscent of early Pink Floyd. Of songs in, this starts to sound a little more like a Ray LaMontagne album. His singing finally cracks the heady swirl of fuzz-tone guitars like a ray of sun breaking through billowing clouds. An intensely private and introspective artist, Ray LaMontagne stepped outside himself on his new album. Teaming up with producer Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys was a good move. Utilizing the resources at his own recording studio, Auerbach helped LaMontagne expand his sonic palette while staying true to his earthy sound. This song mimics the reverb-drenched recoil of a gently jostled tube amp, then ushers you into an audio funhouse that can only have been built by a clever studio engineer. Where his previous recordings used resonant acoustic guitar and string sections to create atmosphere behind his singing, Ray LaMontagne drapes his vocals in the new tones and textures he's employed on this album. The result is impressionistic and melodic, alternately dreamy and playful. Some artists make the same record over and over. Ray LaMontagne took a different approach, and it's explosively creative.
So you and me, we've been hanging out now. Ever since we were kids, just kicking around.
The new album from Ray LaMontagne is Supernova. Reviewer Meredith Oakes is a talk show host and DJ at Sirius XM Radio.